Building and planting today on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. I hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas break and is refreshed for the upcoming baseball season. I recently got back from the American Baseball Coaches Association National Convention in Nashville, Tennessee, and if any of our listeners have not attended this annual convention, I want to highly recommend that to you. There's nothing like 7,100 baseball coaches with a desire to learn, network, and grow our great game. Perhaps most encouraging was the large number of Christian coaches that I met and shared conversations and discussions with. There are many great men coaching our game that are wholeheartedly interested in sharing Jesus and building great men. This show exists to encourage those men, and I want to thank you for listening today. It's my prayer that this show can reach and encourage even more coaches this year as they work daily in the trenches. At the ABCA convention this past weekend, I had the opportunity to attend a handful of FCA events. And today, I want to share one of the devotionals I heard as we look at the idea of building and planting. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 10, we read of the call of the prophet Jeremiah. It says, "Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Then I said, "Ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, I am only a youth, for to all to whom I send you, you shall go. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord." Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, "Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have set you this day over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." In this passage, God calls Jeremiah to be a prophet to the nations. Specifically, a few things stand out that can relate to each and every one of us. God has a specific plan for your life. He says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before I consecrated you, I appointed you a prophet to the nations." That was God's message. He knew Jeremiah even before he was born, and he had a specific plan for his life. And coach, the same is true for you. I know that at times it may not feel like it, but God knows you, and he has a specific plan for your life. He told Jeremiah that he appointed him to be a prophet to the nations. If you're thinking about an appointment, it's specific, very specific. You don't just stroll into the doctor's office. You make an appointment. See, there's a specific date and time that you're supposed to be there. The same is true for God's plan for your life. He has a specific task, a specific plan, and a specific purpose for you, and a specific time and place that you're to fulfill it. At the convention this past weekend, the same idea was probably explained best by Jeremy Schieninger at Georgia Gwinnett College when he said, "You are where you are because that's exactly where you're supposed to be." See, God wants you there now. We also see that Jeremiah expressed doubt to the call. He didn't feel qualified for the task that he'd been given. And to be honest, many days we can feel the same way. Coaching is hard. And there are difficult days that leave you wondering if you're the right man for the job. And that's exactly how Jeremiah felt. But God goes on to basically tell him, "Listen, Jeremiah, drop the excuses. I'm the one that's in charge." God says, "I've got a purpose for you, and you're going to do what I want you to do. You're going to say what I want you to say. I'm going to be with you, and I will deliver you." In other words, God's saying to Jeremiah, "Give it to me. Don't take this burden upon yourself. Simply be faithful and let me handle the rest." Coach, that's what you've been called to do. be faithful and obedient, and give the rest to God. Lastly, God reaches out and touches Jeremiah and declares exactly what Jeremiah is to do. God states that he's put Jeremiah over nations and kingdoms, and that he's to pluck up, to break down, to destroy, and to overthrow. This is so similar to what you've been assigned to do as a coach. See, you may not be over nations or kingdoms, but you're over your own kingdom, your program, your players. You pluck up, you break down, you destroy, and you overthrow, and that seems harsh, but in reality, it's exactly what you do as a coach. You take the wrong, and you make it right. The bad habits, the bad techniques, the bad mentalities, and you are to work constantly to overthrow them. But it doesn't stop there. The whole point is that you tear down so that you may build and plant. As coaches, you break down your players, both as a player and as a man. But then you encourage and rebuild into what is good. You're working to create the better player and, more importantly, the better man. So in summary, here's the takeaways. Coach, God knows you. God has a purpose for you. You may feel unqualified some days, but the job, it's His. You simply have to be faithful and obedient. Just give it to God. As a believer, God has touched you just like He touched Jeremiah, and He will deliver you. He will lead the way and allow you to tear down and destroy so that you can build and plant the young men that have been placed in your care. So here's the challenge today. As you enter a new spring season, give it to God. Tear down the bad and work to build up the young men in your care. Your time to build is limited, so make the most of it and work towards that day where you can plant that young man in the world so that he can make an impact on those around him. Coach, you've been called just like Jeremiah. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.